USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At least 23 people killed when two tornadoes touched down in Lee County, Alabama, Sunday. The youngest victim, 6 years old. The Lee County Sheriff says the damage is catastrophic.
It looks almost as if someone took a giant knife and just scraped the ground. There are slabs where homes formerly stood. There are debris everywhere.
The death toll from those tornadoes expected to rise as officials say a number of people are still missing. Another Democrat joining the race for the White House, former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper, jumps into the fray today saying in a video,
I'm running for president because we need dreamers in Washington, but we also need to get things done.
Teachers in Oakland, California back in the classrooms after voting to accept a tentative contract deal that includes an 11% raise and a one-time 3% bonus. And this is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
A pretrial hearing for actor Kevin Spacey is set for today in Massachusetts, but Spacey's not required to be there. The Oscar-winning actor pleading not guilty to sexual assault charges in January after being accused of groping an 18-year-old busboy at a restaurant on Nantucket in 2016. The president's former fixer will return to give yet more testimony to lawmakers on Capitol Hill this week. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Michael Cohen resumes his closed-door testimony before the House Intelligence Committee on Wednesday. This will be Cohen's fourth day of questioning before both House and Senate committees. His testimony so far has led members of Congress to pursue other witnesses from the Trump Organization, including Felix Sater. Cohen named him during his open testimony before the House Oversight Committee, saying that he worked with him on efforts to build a Trump property in Moscow. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
It was a long, cold week for an Oregon man. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
He says he and his dog were trapped in an SUV in the snow for 5 days. Jeremy Taylor getting his SUV stuck in the snow on a Forest Service road last Sunday near Wake Butte. A missing persons alert was issued on Wednesday. Then on Friday, a snowmobile rider found Taylor and his dog Allie and called county authorities. Taylor said he had tried to walk out from the SUV, but he and the dog couldn't make it very far, so they went back to the vehicle and stayed warm by occasionally starting the engine. A heavy construction vehicle was able to dig them out of the snow, and Taylor and the dog were back with friends and family by late Friday night. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The State Department says Iran is the world's leading exporter of terrorism. John Clemens reports.
The Rewards for Justice program has offered $1 million for information on the new leader of Al-Qaeda, Hamza bin Laden, the son of Osama bin Laden. Ambassador-at-Large and the Coordinator for Counterterrorism, Nathan Sales, tells us Hamza bin Laden has been supported by Iran.
Iran is the world's leading state sponsor of terrorism, and its relationship of convenience with Al-Qaeda is just additional evidence that this regime regards terrorism as absolutely fundamental to what it is.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.